Browns winners yesterday. Tom McCarthy, Ross Tucker on the TV broadcast. They said the energy just felt different, especially Ross Tucker. He had that to say. But you had a game where, boy, it was crazy. Kyle Hamilton dropped that interception, popped in and out of his hands. You had Jameis threw one right to somebody in the end zone.
In the end zone, yeah.
And Ross Tucker had quipped, he's like, geez, it was like he was aiming for him. Jameis ended up for 334 and three touchdowns in this football game. And I got to tell you, it seemed everybody on the defense was together. Everybody in the offense was together. Evan Moore and Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman still a water heater? Do I have to take that back?
Maybe. I mean, this is two games okay. Now. One with you know, a bit of Deshaun, and I think it was
99 yards and two touchdowns.
This is the thing that I've been saying forever when I've called our receivers Jags as much as I have, is because every game around the NFL, there are guys each week, because I don't play fantasy football, where I'm like, I've never heard of that guy, he has 100 yards. Buffalo had a new one yesterday, a guy that I don't really pay attention to, 100 yards. And I'm like, it's never us. It's never the Browns. Well, they opened up the offense yesterday. They were very aggressive. They got a good bit of fortune without the corners. The starting corners were out. So if ever there was a chance to take advantage, they were scrambling there, Baltimore, to field a secondary. And our guys, all of a sudden, were getting the football. They were getting the football. I mean, Jerry Jeudy had yards after the catch for the first time I've ever seen. It was amazing. It was amazing. And obviously Tillman and Elijah Moore, I'm like, oh, they're going to trade him.
So do I have
he's improving the draft stock, the draft capital stock.
Do I have to come out and ask it? Do I have to come out and ask it? Do I have to come out and ask the question right off?
I don't even think you do. I think people know.
Would you know who the problem?
I don't think you have to ask a question.
Well, wait a minute. Kevin Stefanski was the play caller up until now. Then it was Ken Dorsey calling plays.
Yeah, I didn't notice anything different.
People holding on to that argument. Well, hold on to that argument.
I didn't notice. What looked to me, it looked like a page out of last year's Joe Flacco playbook. So it didn't matter to me who was calling the plays.
A lot of 12 personnel.
Yes.
Under center. A little bit of 13, too. They had three tight ends out there a couple times. Yeah.
So it reverted right back to the offense we saw with Kevin Stefanski that was so successful last year. So kudos to everybody involved for being able to do that.
Better.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he got the ball out.
And they had some chunk running plays, even though Chubb ended up at 3.3 per carry. I think some of that was there were obvious run situations. They bottled them up later, but overall, they got chunk running plays.
He looks good, by the way. He looks good.
Well, he's doing the Chubb thing where there was a play 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. They touched him, and he spun and got back to line of scrimmage. There was another
lean forward and get something, yeah.
There was another one where he looked bottled up maybe 2 yards past the line of scrimmage, and he got 7 on that play. And I'm like, those are the Chubb runs that aren't going to make the highlight reel that are what makes him so special.
Yeah. He looked good yesterday. I thought that
he might not have the explosiveness right now, and we're hoping that that is something that comes back, but he has a lot of the quintessential Chubb moments where I'm like, he made something out of nothing there. That's incredible.
So I want to know, was the problem Watson?
Yeah.
216-474-0092.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be dismissive. I just thought everybody would have that same takeaway.
I can't just put it on him and say that's it. I will tell you guys this. That's my thought. But, all right, who's calling plays? Ken Dorsey was calling plays, even though it looked a lot like a Stefanski. It's almost like Stefanski in the first 7 games was trying to call Ken Dorsey's offense.
Yeah.
And now it looked like Ken Dorsey was calling a Stefanski offense.
Well, then I choose this option over the first option.
I would have, because this one had success against a good football team that had won 5 in a row coming into this game. They were 5-2 coming in. They won 5 in a row and put themselves at the top of the AFC. I think it left with more questions. From football standpoints, I think it left with people with more questions than answers about what this is. Because it's one game. It's one game. It's a quality win over an extremely quality opponent. But it also says, all right, who was making the decision? Was Kevin actually telling the truth on Deshaun Watson giving them the best chance to win?
No chance.
Were players playing for Deshaun Watson? Did they or did they not care for him? And that was the reasoning that things didn't go well. Was it that Deshaun Watson was just scared in the pocket, was not comfortable in the pocket, had to bail out before he was bailing out because he was taking so many hits. By the third quarter, I was saying he was running himself into sacks in football games. I mean, these are just a few questions that come off the top of your head, Anthony.
Yeah, and I
got to tell you, I think you should be careful saying what you say now because there will be tape getting ready for next week against the Chargers.
Oh,
now, they will
sure.
line up and play defense. So I'm still hesitant to say this is all on Deshaun. He's bad at football. This is a waste. It feels that way. I ain't gonna lie to anybody. It seemed like those three wide receivers and David Njoku, they looked like they were left. They finally got off the island, and they could go and make plays and create again. Elijah Moore was a missing person.
Yeah.
Except for his father tweeting. Other than that, he was a missing person for the first 7 weeks of this season, and then he's showing up yesterday. Go ahead.
It was all different. I mean, obviously, DeJuan Jones looked like a massive upgrade at left tackle over Jed, even though DeJuan had his problems this year. Not yesterday. I mean, it was a lot better. You know, he had a penalty at left tackle. I mean, you almost expect something like that with a
guy
playing that.
He didn't look like a saloon door, though.
Right.
No, he didn't.
Right. So,
no, he didn't.
So he – now, again, there'll be tape on this. And so, I don't know. You're right. It's fair to say that they still could have a terrible year. The offense could still be rough. They're still going to make trades. I mean, Za'Darius Smith, I said yesterday, played so well yesterday, they might have improved draft capital by an entire round.
Yeah.
Some people texted me and said, delete that tweet immediately. But I'm just sitting here thinking, desperate teams. Elijah Moore is a guy that we talked about on a trade market. If he had any market whatsoever, he improved it yesterday.
So, are you still thinking trades?
Yeah.
Do I still have to think trades?
Yeah, because they have to be so perfect the rest of the year. And does a team quarterback by Jameis Winston ever
so then
conjure
so
the whole up the offense term was perfect? A showcase game?
So this is hold on.
No, I don't. What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm just you're listing all these people that have improved their draft capital
well, next
off
Sunday,
of one game.
Next Sunday changes face because obviously they're all must wins. But is it a must-win and must-look-good? Like, if they go out there and they win 27-3 against the Chargers or something like that, I find it hard to believe that people are going to go, oh, yeah, trade all these picks, because then they're going to be 3-6, and then people are going to start looking at the schedule a little bit differently.
If their record wasn't 2-6, if they had done anything else than what they had done to this point, then obviously I would say, well, let's wait and see. The problem is the trade deadline is next Thursday?
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. So the trade line is there. The trade is there. And you know, the Browns are trying to have a smart, honest assessment of their football team, especially JOK, Denzel Ward, not going to play. They're 2.5-point dogs this week. Like, yesterday was so much fun. When Jameis is your quarterback, what is the likelihood of perfect, which is what they have to be? They don't have to win every game the rest of the way.
Not very.
But they've, like, I think the percentages had them at a 1% chance. Like, that's why. I'm just trying to be honest about it.
I just don't think that anybody around the league is going to go, oh, we want all these players now. I mean, Za'Darius is probably the one guy that's still on the roster that's legitimately, you know, we've had this fun with, what if you get two first for Miles? That's not going to happen, right? I mean, Za'Darius is the one guy. People aren't going to go, Elijah Moore is a real football player now.
Well, what
off
if,
of one game.
But I agree with you there. But what about the other one, the other big name, Jameis? What if another playoff team needs a starting quarterback to get them to a certain point?
It's a conversation we have to have.
Their quarterback gets put out for the year by this Sunday.
Going back to the immediate question, and we're going to obviously get through this through the next 4 hours as well, is I just find it a little bit on my own end to be a little bit irresponsible to say everything is fixed now that Deshaun Watson is gone. I can't say they had a really good game yesterday. They played really well. But I just need to halt it a moment. The offense changed. The quarterback changed. Things are different on tape. It was a great game. But I can't say everything was just fixed because he's gone. They go out there and they play really well next Sunday. There's going to be a different conversation I have to have. But that's just how I'm feeling right now. But damn, it looked good yesterday. 216-474-0092. We'll get to some of you guys coming up here in a bit. Joe Thomas, the great one, the legend, the Hall of Famer. He will talk about his memories of the great Jim.